For the first time in months, Samoa's hospitals are empty of measles patients. While authorities say it doesn't yet mark the end of an epidemic that infected more than 5,000 people and killed 83, the vast majority of them children under five, it is a significant achievement. Now people are starting to demand answers as to how things got so bad in the first place. RNZ Pacific's Jamie Tahanan reports.
At its peak in November, the measles epidemic plunged Samoa into a state of emergency. Schools closed, streets deserted, red flags hung in front of houses to identify those not vaccinated. Children were dying, sometimes as many as six a day, and hospitals and clinics were full to overflowing, with doctors struggling to cope. Fui Mao no Vaitolo Ofoia, who's been helping affected families, says it's been a devastating few months.
It's not the same because of this traumatic disease and the circumstances that they have gone through. You know, the trauma, it's beyond any other, you know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Now the Health Ministry has confirmed that the last measles patients, an 11-month-old and a 1-year-old, have been discharged from hospital, and there have been no new cases for almost a month. That's been put down to the mass vaccination campaign launched in the midst of the state of emergency, which brought Samoa up to full coverage from a 30% low. Now calls are growing for answers on how things were able to get so bad. These include, how was it that the measles was able to be exported from New Zealand? Why vaccination rates were allowed to plummet? And why did it take the government weeks to declare a state of emergency? An opposition MP, Olofitivai, says it appears authorities were caught off guard.
I think the government was too late to find out what happened. I guarantee you, if our government had a plan in place, there would be a huge possibility to save 83 lives of our children that taken.
The Prime Minister, Tuilae Pasailele Malielenga Oi, has so far resisted calls for an inquiry. In a fiery exchange in Parliament this week, Tuilaepa said the onus was on parents, not the government, to have their children vaccinated.
Is it your wish that the police go out and lock up all the parents who did not want to vaccinate their children?
Tuilaepa has also said in the past that an inquiry would be nothing more than a political gimmick. But Olofitivai says the Prime Minister must hold a full inquiry.
It's sad to see him insisting to refuse what our people want. And it's not a good image for our leader.
The Prime Minister's office and senior officials at the Health Ministry are yet to respond to questions from RNZ Pacific. For Morning Report, call Jamie Tahana Aho.